steel and mining company Arrium looks to be in trouble. The company has been placed into voluntary administration and its funding options have run out. More than 7,000 jobs across the country are at risk, with 1,000 of those concentrated at the steel plant in the South Australian town of Whyalla. The Wire's Lucy Robinson spoke to Dana, an Arrium steel worker living in Whyalla, about how she and her family have been affected by the uncertainty.
We've all picked up extra duties to try and keep this company afloat and save the dollars in clean-up, and we just hope that we're doing enough, you know. We're just hoping that they will see that we're a viable business. We are hard-working people who just want to work.
That's Dana. As a resident of Whyalla and someone who's worked for Arrium for nearly 24 years, she's understandably anxious about the prospect of losing her job.
I've never been unemployed in my life, and the idea of having to, at the age of 42, turn around and try and find an employment and apply for a job is scary. The fact that we've gone into this voluntary receivership scares me. What happens if the two lots of full long service leave I've got sitting there as my 6 months employment nest egg, if something happens to the company, if I can't get paid out for that entitlement, I'm scrambling next week with no money, no job, no hope.
What do you actually know about your future with the company at this stage?
At this stage, we've been told it's business as usual. It is turn up, do your job, and keep going. That's all we know. My husband works for the ore mining side of the company. They're in turmoil. They've just had to vote as to whether they have a 10% pay cut or not. My husband's had no choice. He's been given a 10% pay cut. Everything that we're doing is obviously trying to keep this company afloat and viable. There's just such an unsure future.
With all this uncertainty, is it hard to keep going in and trying to keep business going as usual?
Well, yes but no. The other side of it is we're very aware of costs at the moment. If I take a day off of work, I have to be relieved. So the person that's been working the last 8 hours, if I don't go into work at 4 o'clock today, is stuck there at work. They're saying that they don't want to pay overtime. So if he's stuck at work and there's nobody else, he then has to pick another day off in lieu. Anything I do impacts my fellow workmate. So if I decide I'm too emotional, I'm too upset today, I can't go to work, that's costing the company money, which helps put the writing or the nail in the coffin on the door.
What's the general atmosphere in the town like at the moment?
We're worried. We're unsure. We're proud of our town. We're proud of what we can do. As a town, we are doing everything we can and we are working hard as a community to try and keep afloat and try and keep going and try and keep our services. The morale is we will band together and we can get through this and we need to keep working. And the morale is that we can do something to save this company. But at the end of the day, it's kind of out of our hands. It's up to the banks, it's up to the businesses, it's up to the people that owns the nearly $3 billion debt that's hanging on this company. This debt isn't because of my department or the steelworks, it's because of the big expansion of the company. It's the board of directors and the decisions that they've made is affecting our little world.
Dana says workers at Arrium have been getting inconsistent messages and some false hope that their jobs may be saved.
For the steelworks, we were told that we had to produce a saving of $60 million by the middle of the year to keep the company viable. We've done a lot of things, recut costs. The company used to subsidise gym memberships and things like that. When we pay into our superannuation, if we pay extra in salary sacrifice, the company used to tip a little bit into that. Well, that's all cut. Every little area that they can cut unnecessary costs, they've done it. We're that close to having that $60 million cost cut. And we honestly believed that if we reached this target and reached this cost cut and proved that we were viable, we would stay open. We don't know if that's true anymore. All we know is for now, it's turn up, business as usual, and do your job the best you can.
That was Dana, an Arrium steelworker from Whyalla. Peter Lamps is the acting secretary for the Australian Workers Union. He says it's still too early to speculate about job losses and the potential impact on the town.
The messages we are getting thus far is that it is not a shutdown of operations, so we see what that looks like over the next few days as we clearly learn and understand what the plan of the administrator is.
How are workers responding to these messages from the company?
It's been quite a tumultuous week for workers and probably, to be fair, the whole of the Whyalla community. As we saw during the middle of the week at the rally, much of the community has a high level of concern for the ongoing future of the steelworks. I think from a worker's perspective, those concerns may well be allayed to some degree as the days go on and the administrator's message goes out there, and more importantly, may well be allayed once we see what the plan is by the administrator going forward.
What's the union done so far to support the workforce, and what will you do now?
I think it'd be fair to say that the union has and will continue to work with all the stakeholders, not just REM management and or the administrator, but we'll be also working in conjunction with and speaking to state and federal governments, because they are a key stakeholder in this process as well, to ensure the best possible outcome, one, for the Whyalla Steelworks and obviously REM as far as the wider business is concerned.
Peter Lamps, Acting Secretary for the Australian Workers' Union. To Dana and her family, the situation still seems very precarious.
We're having family discussions. We've had a 15 and 16-year-old son. What do we do? Do you boys want to stay here for school? Should mum stay here with you boys and dad look and see if he can get a fly-in, fly-out job, which then disrupts and interrupts our family, but still helps us put money into the bank and food on the table to survive? It is truly scary to have an unforeseen future which is totally beyond your control when you're just doing your best to work.
That was Dana, an REM steel worker from Whyalla, speaking with The Wire's Lucy Robinson.